This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Deborah continues talking with our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush.
Dawn helped me in many ways, not only with maybe a old car or something, but he also gave me a good pickup because he wanted me to have something that I can make money with. Mm-hmm. And then he also helped me financially. Mm-hmm. Not a whole bunch, but enough to live on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, God used him all his life. And he put it down, and it comes down to you. You're his daughter, and you see what God did for him,
yes.
He can do for, you know, I know that First Nations isn't large,
no.
but it's doing something to show that they care for the people. And that's what, somebody asked me, they said, where are you going today? And I said, well, I'm going to go make a broadcast. And they, you're going to what? And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, when Frontier Mission was going, I wanted to do everything I could for Frontier Mission because they did so much for me. Now it's First Nations, and I want to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I want them to know that First Nations ministry isn't just over there in Oregon. It's over there in Montana. It's over there in, I don't know if you go to Wyoming, but there's people that know you from Wyoming. And there's South Dakota. There's ministers that know you. And, you know, I always remember the time my brother-in-law, you know, he passed on and asked you to speak there. And you did that. And it meant so much to the people. And I think of that often. You know, each one of us can do something for the Lord and get blessed over doing it.
You know, that's the wonderful thing, because when you start out, sometimes it's a scary thing. And then the more you do it, the more thankful you are that God gives you the opportunity to speak or to help. I was at the massacre site at Wounded Knee a day or two ago. An Indian guy came up to me and was telling me about what had happened there. And it's a shameful, tragic thing. But he had two black eyes, and I noticed it, but I didn't say anything. And so he told me, he said, yeah, he said, my horse lifted its head up fast and gave me two black eyes. And now I got, and then my horses ran off, and I need gas money to go round them up. And do you have any money? And so I gave him some money, and some folks said, you didn't give him money, did you? He probably got that in a drunken brawl. And I said, you know what? That's not my business. My business is to show him that I care. And how can I talk to him about Jesus if I say, no, I'm not giving you any money because you're probably telling me a lie, but let me tell you about my Jesus. You know, we have to show people that we care about them and that we love them. When they want to know why, then we can tell them about Jesus.
Amen. I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah. I don't have to be the moral police and find out what the absolute truth is. The Holy Spirit will deal with them on that. Yeah. I just need to be God's hand extended and show love for them. And what a relief it is. You know, God wants us. He calls us to live in peace and joy. And if you can just get a taste or an idea of what that means, it means that we don't have to run around putting out little fires everywhere. we can just do what God tells us to do, to love people, to talk about Jesus, pray with people, and let God take care of the rest. And then we can rest.
Amen.
And have joy and peace. So it's a win-win situation.
Well, I remember you at Frontier Missions, and I remember you down here, and your mom, your dad, a lot of memories, lot of memories. And to think that I met Don Klein in 74, and all them years, he treated me with respect because he wanted to help the ministry amongst the Indian people. And this is what he does. He did that.
Yes.
He did that not only to me, he did it to other young men that were starting out from Bible school.
Yes.
He did that in New Mexico, I believe it was.
Yes.
And he did that just all over the country.
Yeah.
And the miles that he put on them trucks, you know, is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he did it because he loved the Lord. And he wasn't ashamed to let people know that he believed in God, and he was God's man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I best I could put it.
Yeah.
I can't remember, he sent a flyer out when he passed away, but I can't remember what it says, but I always liked that saying. I should write it down.
Well, he used to say it all the time. He said, "When I die, don't shed any tears for me. Just keep a coming. I'll be waiting at the gate." You know.
Amen.
Yeah. And you know, he, like all of us, he was an imperfect man. I can't tell you how many times people come up to me to tell me about my father's faults. I know about his faults probably better than anybody. But you know what? He was a faithful man. We are all imperfect.
Amen.
And we could all have things to say about other people, but God calls us to be faithful, and we need to love each other in spite of our faults. Love covers a multitude of sins. And so what a history our family share, John, and I'm so thankful for that. So thankful to be able to sit here and hear you talk about your life and your history with Dad and with the McHughes. And we serve an awesome God.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God. Now, folks, I want to say again, John really needs some hearing aids. He's using those little amplifier things now. It helps a little, but that's not what he needs. He needs some hearing aids that are fit for him. And the set will cost $4,000. And I doubt that there's any way, John, that you can come up with that money. That's a lot of money.
No, I can never come up with that.
And so we're going to help him. I'm putting out a challenge to all you listeners. We want to raise the money. Every dollar up to $2,000 that you folks will give, First Nation Ministries will match it. And we will come up with that $4,000 for John to get his hearing aids. So if you would like your money to go to that end, just write it on your check. Just put hearing aids or John Bush, either one, and we will get that money raised and get it back to him so that he can hear when he talks to people and prays with people, which he is still doing, faithful to the end. Thank you, John, for coming here today and talking with us and giving your testimony. It's good to see you, my friend.
Well, it's good to see you, and it's good to share what God has done for me and still doing for me.
Yes.
And, you know, you could say, well, you're getting up there, but I'll tell you what, I don't know how old Don Klein was. He was still driving a truck. He was 81.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He still went out there.
Yeah.
And he still, when he talked on the radio, you know, hello, neighbor.
Hello there, neighbor.
Yeah. Anyway, I always remember that. And
yeah.
I think of how that God blessed him. And,
yes.
And I believe that he's still blessing him through you.
Yes.
Even though you're the one that runs the show now. But mm-hmm. you're not there just to be there. You're there to reach out to people yes. that make it into heaven.
That's right. So. And I'm thankful for the privilege. When I was a kid, a dad was a pastor at that time, and we'd have missionaries come in, and they were usually from Africa, South America, and they would show slides, and they'd show these big old ugly snakes or big old ugly tumors that had been removed from people. And it was so awful to me. I used to beg God, please don't make me be a missionary. It was my worst fear. And here I am, a missionary, and so thankful for it. You know, God knows. Amen. He knows. He has a plan for each one of us, and he's bringing us along the pathway that he has set for us. I believe that with all my heart, and I'm so thankful for it. Well, thank you for joining us, teammates, and I hope you've enjoyed these interviews, these programs that we've had with John, to give you a little bird's eye view into life on the reservation. Remember those hearing aids. Remember to pray for John and his family and for the folks here on the Pine Ridge Reservation. And until we meet again, God bless you real good.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. And join us tomorrow for a classic Don Klein program.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.